Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Wikipedia page for Drinking the Kool-Aid. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Bernardo, KSN, reminding everybody to subscribe. That's right, drink the Kool-Aid of this show.
You stole my line.
What do you mean?
I was going to say, that's right, everybody, drink the Kool-Aid.
Sure, that's true. Sure, I believe it.
I think you do believe it. Drinking the Kool-Aid. Drinking the Kool-Aid is most strongly believing and accepting in a deadly, deranged, or foolish ideology or concept based only upon the overpowering coaxing of another. The expression is also used to refer to a person who wrongly has faith in a possibly doomed or dangerous idea because of perceived potential high rewards. The phrase typically carries a negative connotation. It can also be used ironically or humorously to refer to accepting an idea or changing a preference due to popularity, peer pressure, or persuasion. In recent years, it has evolved further to mean extreme dedication to a cause or purpose, so extreme that one would drink the Kool-Aid and die for the cause, not like Jonestown.
While use of the phrase dates back to 1968 with the nonfiction book The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test,
citation needed.
It is strongly associated with the events in Jonestown, Guyana, on November 18, 1978, in which over 900 members of the People's Temple movement died. The movement's leader, Jim Jones, called a mass meeting at the Jonestown Pavilion after the murder of U.S. Congresswoman Leo Ryan and others in nearby Port Kaituma. Jones proposed revolutionary suicide by way of ingesting a powdered drink mix made from Flavor-Aid, later misidentified as Kool-Aid, that was lethally laced with cyanide and other drugs.
This one little paragraph, I've already learned so much.
Yeah.
Background. On November 18, 1978, Jones ordered that the members of Representative Leo Ryan's party be killed after several defectors chose to leave with the party. Residents of the commune later committed suicide by drinking a grape-flavored beverage laced with potassium cyanide. Some were forced to drink it. Some, such as small children, drank it unknowingly. Roughly 918 people died.
Descriptions of the event often refer to the beverage not as Kool-Aid, but as Flavor-Aid, a less expensive product reportedly found at the site. Kraft Foods, the maker of Kool-Aid, has stated the same. I'm sure. This implies that it was referred to as Kool-Aid because that brand was better known among Americans. Other accounts are less categorical. Film footage shot inside the compound prior to the events of the November shows Jones opening a large chest in which boxes of Flavor-Aid are visible. Criminal investigators testifying at the Jonestown inquest spoke of finding packet of Kool-Aid, and eyewitnesses to the incident are also recorded as speaking of Kool-Aid, or Kool-Aid. It's capitalized the second time I said it, by the way. It is unclear whether they intended to refer to the actual Kool-Aid with a K brand drink, or were using the name in a generic sense that might refer to any powdered flavored beverage.
The group had engaged in many dry runs using unpoisoned drink. I wonder why. Just they all practiced drinking a drink at the same time?
I don't know. The phrase, drinking the Kool-Aid, as used to describe either blind obedience or loyalty to a cause, is considered offensive by some of the relatives of the dead and survivors who escaped Jonestown. Yeah, I could get that. But, you know, people are going to say what they're going to say because it's part of the public lexicon now, sadly. Or not sadly, who knows. 70 or more individuals at Jonestown were injected with poison, and a third, 304 of the victims, were minors. Guards armed with guns and crossbows had been ordered to shoot those who fled the Jonestown Pavilion as Jones lobbied for suicide. Yikes.
Why?
Why what?
Why were they armed and ordered to shoot those who fled?
Because he wanted people to stay and commit suicide.
Oh, it was Jones who set that up. Okay.
Yes.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you choose to stay alive.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now let's get to how people use it.
Use. The first known use of the phrase was in a passage from the 1968 nonfiction book The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test by Tom Wolfe, where it was used to describe an incident where Wolfe unsuccessfully tried to stop someone with a poor mental health record from drinking Kool-Aid laced with LSD, who then subsequently had a bad psychedelic experience. The Atlantic hypothesized that this story, which caused, quote, many Americans to become familiar with the idea of being urged to drink Kool-Aid containing unusual chemicals, contributed to the misconception that Kool-Aid was used in Jonestown. The first allusion to the phrase after Jonestown occurred a month later in December 1978, when Reverend Dr. William Sloan Coffin told a convention of the American unit of Pax Christi that American planning for nuclear war and preparations for the civil defense was, quote, the Kool-Aid drill without the cyanide.
According to academic Rebecca Moore, early analogies to Jonestown and Kool-Aid were based around death and suicide, not blind obedience. The earliest such example she found via a LexisNexis search was a 1982 statement from Lane Kirkland, then head of the AFL-CIO, which described Ronald Reagan's policies as Jonestown economics, which administers Kool-Aid to the poor, the deprived, and the unemployed.
In 1984, a Reagan administration appointee, Clarence M. Pendleton Jr., chairman of the United States Commission on Civil Rights, was quoted as criticizing civil rights leaders Jesse Jackson, Vernon Jordan Jr., and Benjamin Hooks by making an analogy between allegiance to the black leadership and blind obedience to the Jonestown leaders. Quote, We refuse to be led into another political Jonestown as we were led during the presidential campaign. No more Kool-Aid, Jesse, Vernon, and Ben. We want to be free.
In 1989, Jack Solderwitz, a lawyer for many of the air traffic controllers who lost their job in the 1981 PATCO strike, explained his dedication to their cause in spite of the substantial personal financial losses he incurred by saying, quote,
I was the only lawyer who kept the doors open for them, and I thought I'd get a medal for it. Instead, I was the one who drank the Kool-Aid.
The widespread use of the phrase with its current meaning may have begun in the late 1990s. In some cases, it began to take on a neutral or even positive light, implying simply great enthusiasm. In 1998, the dictionary website logophilia.com defined the phrase thus: to become a firm believer in something, to accept an argument or philosophy wholeheartedly.
The phrase has been used in the business and technology worlds to mean fervent devotion to a certain company or technology. A 2000 The New York Times article about the end of the dot-com bubble noted, the saying around San Francisco web shops these days as companies run out of money is, just keep drinking the Kool-Aid, a tasteless reference to the Jonestown massacre.
The phrase or metaphor has also been used in a political context, usually with a negative implication. In 2002, Arianna Huffington used the phrase, pass the Kool-Aid, partner, in a column about an economic forum hosted by President George W. Bush. Later, commentators Michelangelo Signorile and Bill O'Reilly have used the term to describe those whom they perceive as following certain ideologies blindly. In a 2009 speech, Newsweek editor John Meacham stressed his political independence by saying, I did not drink the Obama Kool-Aid last year.
In 2011, columnist Megan Daum wrote that the phrase had become, quote,
one of the nation's most popular idiomatic trends.
While bemoaning its rise in popularity, calling its usage
grotesque, even offensive.
She cited, among others, usages by Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz, who said that he, quote,
drank the Kool-Aid as much as anyone else about Obama.
And Us Weekly magazine, which reported during the short marriage of Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries that, quote,
Chris is not drinking the Kardashian Kool-Aid.
You know, I didn't expect Obama critique to be in this article, let alone twice.
Yeah. I think the funny thing is when somebody hears something and then they pick it up and say it to somebody else in the same context, I think that's how words and phrases lose power. Like, for instance, like when people use derogatory terms and use them wrong, and then eventually they just lose their meaning because they become buzzwords.
True. In February 2012, drinking the Kool-Aid won first place in an online poll by Forbes magazine as the single most annoying example of business jargon.
In the book Rage by Bob Woodward, which is an outcome of 18 interviews with former President Donald Trump, Woodward quotes Trump's reaction to his question about the responsibility of white wealthy people who should help understand general population motivations of Black Lives Matter protesters. Trump replied, you really drank the Kool-Aid, didn't you? Just listen to you.
Wow.
There you have it.
That's where it ends.
See also Red Pill, Blue Pill, which is another way to do the same thing, which is based on the movie The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
When he has to make a choice between the red and blue pill.
That's true. This has been the Wikipedia page for Drinking the Kool-Aid. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to smash your ideologies.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.